What was your attitude in those early days?
How did you think? Well, attitude, what should I say? Attitude to follow him, that's all. I took him for my guru. All these works were going on. I was working in the dispensary in the outdoor department. Pendu was handling the hospital job. And that was that. We were following him, that's all.
But didn't your mind ever question what are you doing? Why am I doing this? Where am I going? What's going to happen in the future? Things like that.
Well,
or did it come? Was it spontaneous?
I want to know when furious, sort of, when in an agitated mind, agitated frame of mind, which Baba immediately doused and made it cool. Yes, sir. I am not ashamed to say that. Why not? Why not? I am a normal mind, am I not? I am not a Superman. Just anybody. Yes. When in an agitated frame of mind, it's just think, what is this going on now? And Baba would just holler, sir, what's going on in your mind? Come on, tell me. Well, you pour out your heart, he'll pacify you.
Padre, did you ever cry in front of Baba?
Many did. I haven't yet. I don't know why, although I'm not adamantine, but I didn't. What does that, how does that help or how does that, what
I just say? Wanted to see it.
Oh no.
When did Baba first tell you he was God?
Well, either Baba himself or when he went to Upasni Maharaj, who said that everything of mine has been given to Mervan and you follow him, don't leave him. You see, Baba did not say exactly that he was God, but he was perfect. He says, I am your guru, I know. I am a perfect man, and I have got all the wealth of Upasni Maharaj and Babajan. All the wealth. I am the in-charge man of these both. You take me for your guru, and I will never, never let you sink. You follow me. I can assure you that. He said, he emphatically said that, not that he said, I am perfect, he said. Not that God, you see, because the understanding of God, the perfect master, the saint, the must is still not in our brain yet.
At that time, yeah.
You see, we were just absolutely novitiates, hams. So he said, I am perfect, don't you worry about that. And I will not let you sink. You follow me, you do as I tell you to. And you shall see God. You shall see God through me. I'll show it. See my point? You see, he gave us the knowledge. You see, like a child, when you wean it from milk, you give it solid food slowly. You don't give it all of a sudden by mouthfuls. You give it little by little till the digestion capacity develops. So in like manner, Baba could have given us a huge shot, no doubt, but we would not have been able to digest it.
Yes.
It's like manner with all these masters, you know. They open our doors slowly. And first of all, remember that ego has got to die. You have come with a hefty ego when you join Baba. That has got to be just turned to ashes, you know. So that's the point.
Father, do you think Baba's work is still going on?
When does God's work stop? You tell me. According to Hindu mythology, when he goes to sleep after millions of years, that's that, which in Bible you see God took rest on the eighth day, sort of Hindu mythology says, you see. But now it's just too big for our ignorance not to grasp this ocean, you know. It's a question, it's beyond comprehension, you just can't grasp it. You can't know it.